Leadership in the era of economic uncertainty. The new rules for getting the right things done in difficult times. Author, Ram Charan. The challenge of managing in a toxic environment. The liquidity crisis that erupted in September 2008, with the collapse of investment banks, spread to businesses and consumers everywhere, with a speed that left people as stunned as the victims of an automobile accident. By November, virtually every major developed country in the world was either in recession or suffering from a slowdown in growth. Other countries, whose economies are still growing, also have felt the effects. The economic peace of the past generation is over. We're in a war for survival, beset by fear, uncertainty, and doubt. As on any battlefield, conditions demand a seriously different kind of leadership from that which is appropriate in peacetime. Leaders must be prepared to make strategic, structural, financial, and operational changes in a hurry and with information that is at best incomplete. Whether you lead a small group of people, a whole business unit or company, you cannot let yourself be afraid of what is yet to come. Protecting cash flow. Protecting cash flow is the most important challenge almost all companies face today, whether they realize it or not. Before the crisis struck, your company's indicators of success were increasing earnings per share and growing revenues by gaining market share. Pursuit of revenue growth must give way to understanding the cash implications of everything your company does. You absolutely must have sufficient cash or credible access to it to weather the storm. And, given today's information technology, you can and should know your company's cash position every single day. Rethinking growth. After spending their careers in a single-minded pursuit of growth, business leaders have to adjust their mentality. In an environment of falling demand and liquidity risk, most companies have no choice but to shrink. Your cash break-even will tell you that you have to reduce your workforce and capacity. Bitter and painful as it is, you will have to face that reality, because survival depends on cutting costs and raising cash. You can turn that necessity to your advantage by being selective about the cuts you make. This is a time to narrow your focus and concentrate on the core of the business, the invaluable assets you can't afford to lose. Choose the market segments and even the particular customers you will continue to serve, the products you will continue to make, and the suppliers you will continue to buy from and eliminate the rest. Shrinking will present opportunities to simplify your processes and reduce the layers of management. Necessity for cost reduction and liquidity to reshape and refocus the business puts you on the offensive. Hands-on, head-in management. Many leaders will have to make a huge change in how they manage day-to-day. Succeeding in a volatile environment requires frequent adjustments at the operational level of the business, as well as an occasional disruptive shift. It demands what we call management intensity. A deep immersion in the operational details of the business and the outside world combined with hands-on involvement and follow-through. You need an understanding of what is happening outside your company, with customers, and in your own operations. Diverse parts of the business must be coupled to one another more tightly and linked to the outside world. Your new guiding principle must be this: hands-on, head-in. Real-time control. Most companies have operated with annual targets and have measured progress towards those targets on a quarterly basis. In the current environment, that's too long to wait to see whether a company is on track. Conditions are changing so quickly that an annual target can be hopelessly unattainable only a week or two after it is set. Volatility shortens the lifespan of a business model and strategy. Flexibility may well be your strategy, and conservation of cash may be your goal. Staying in close touch with your people and digging into the numbers more often will help you pick up early warning signals that your strategy is not working. Follow-through must be weekly, if not daily. The six essential leadership traits for hard times. 1. Honesty and credibility. 2. The ability to inspire. 3. Real-time connection with reality. 4. Realism tempered with optimism. 5. Managing with intensity. 6. Boldness in building for the future. At the helm. The challenge of managing a company through the next few years inevitably will fall most heavily on the shoulders of the CEO and, in the case of large diversified companies, on business unit and country managers. This current economic turmoil already has tested CEOs in the financial industry. The ultimate test of real leaders is that they leave their units and companies in better shape than when they took over. That test is difficult enough to pass in good times. In tough times, only the best leaders will accomplish that ultimate goal. Looking in the rearview mirror at how things used to be serves no purpose and will distract you from the challenges ahead. Although we don't know what the new world will look like, we can be certain it won't look the way it did before. Change your company's psychology. This task requires you to walk a very thin line without slipping over into one side or the other. While you are laying out the truth about the economic environment, you also need to present a compelling argument and a credible plan to show that the problems that the company faces can be solved. Be bold. There isn't time for those minor course corrections now. Your actions have to be bold, not tentative, if you're going to convey confidence. Reallocate your time. You must become a much more hands-on executive. You will need an unprecedented grasp of reality, not only on the global level, but also on the ground level. The point is to become more operational. You must interact with those subordinates much more frequently, so that there are no slip-ups in execution. Protect the core. You need to identify the constituents and things that are at the core of your company and protect them from loss or damage during the crisis. Look for ways to sharpen or strengthen the core and drop the rest. Reassess your top team. Your job is to evaluate your top people with a new lens and under a different light. Be transparent. What you need to understand about communication is that the message, whether informational or motivational, seldom is heard the first time. It is essential to repeat it time and again to be sure everyone gets it. The message must be consistent to all audiences. You need information, unfiltered and in real time, to govern the company in rapidly changing and stressful conditions. All information that may have significant impact on the company, whether internal or from external sources, needs to appear as soon as possible on those pages with alerts to let your people know that new information is available. Be visible. You need to align everyone with the company's goal of preparing for the worst and looking toward the long-term success. You can inspire them by doing something as simple as being visible to the troops, encouraging them with a smile or nod, or noting a recent accomplishment. This means, of course, that you will get out of the office and walk the corridors and visit the factories. Know the daily numbers. It is critical that you have a firm picture of the company's financial position on a real-time basis. Cash flow should be tracked daily, inventory, margins, and receivables should be updated weekly, with their interrelationship with one another analyzed to reveal evolving patterns of change.